All right. I was pushing the envelope because the sermon topic is based on a quote from Richard Rohr. I wasn't going to read the gospel traditional reading that you hear every Easter Sunday. And then I got to thinking about it. It was like, well, okay, maybe we need to just because that's the foundation of Richard Rohr's comment. So, here we go. Mark 16, 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. And they worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up and saw that the rock had already been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and they walked past it and walked right in. And they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. They were completely taken aback and astonished. And he said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed to the cross. He has been raised up. He is here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Now, go on your way. Tell the disciples of Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there exactly as he said." And they got out fast as they could. They were beside themselves, their heads were swimming, they were stunned, and they said nothing to anyone. Amen. So, the sermon topic, though, based on that reading, and this is Easter Sunday, is Richard Rohr just really caught my attention, a week ago, I guess, when he came up with this. The cross is the standing statement of what we do to one another and to ourselves. The resurrection is the standing statement of what God does to us in return. Wow. You know, I can't think of any better way to talk about Easter Sunday than that. Because, you know, we live in a world that is just absolutely chaotic. What is going on in the Ukraine is despicable. What goes on in our town and all across the country when it comes to racism and sexism is despicable. What transgender people have to live with is despicable. In other words, folks, Richard Rohr's got it exactly right. When we look at the cross, it seems that it is representative of all those things that we do to each other out of our anger and out of our hate, out of our lack of being willing to forgive. Amen? And if you don't think that that's a hard thing to do, drive on an Atlanta freeway sometime and see how your forgiveness meter works. Amen?
It's all good.
And what do we do with ourselves? What do? We hold it in. We don't talk about things. We get angry and we don't forgive. And we always use that adage that the reason I have a hard time forgiving is because I don't want to let anybody off the hook. We haven't learned yet that forgiveness is not about letting anybody off the hook. Forgiveness is about so what? We can live. What were the first words from the cross of Jesus? God, forgive them.
They know not what they do.
For they don't know what they're doing. There is no resurrection, folks, if there's no forgiveness. And that is exactly why Richard Rohr said this is a perfect example to tell us what God does to us. Notice, he didn't say doing. Notice he didn't say example. but actually what God does. This Resurrection Sunday is, despite everything, despite all that goes around us, God loves you unconditionally. On this day where the tomb is empty, it is the embrace of God around each of us, telling us we are worthy. We are part of creation. There is not a better message to go out today. Yes, folks, we may during the week screw it up. Yes, folks, we may have our moments where we feel weak and tired. We may even have our moments when we're super angry, amen, at how circumstances come to us. But understand that even in all of that, God says, I am here for you and I love you. Look at the empty tomb. Amen.